Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i Faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i Faith rests on the three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in many countries adhere to the Baha'i Faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with an excerpt from the holy book, Kitab-i Aqdas.
In the name of Him who is the supreme ruler over all that hath been and all that is to be.
We have divided inheritance into 7 categories to the children. We have allotted 9 parts comprising 540 shares. To the wife, 8 parts comprising 480 shares. To the father, 7 parts comprising 420 shares. To the mother, 6 parts comprising 360 shares. To the brothers, 5 parts or 300 shares. To the sisters, 4 parts or 240 shares. And to the teachers, 3 parts or 180 shares.
Such was the ordinance of my forerunner, he who exalteth my name in the night season and at the break of day. When we heard the clamor of children as yet unborn, we doubled their share and decreased those of the rest. He, of a truth, hath power to ordain whatsoever he desireth, and he doeth as he pleaseth by virtue of his sovereign might.
Should the deceased leave no offspring, their share shall revert to the house of justice, to be expended by the trustees of the All-Merciful on the orphaned and widowed, and on whatsoever will bring benefit to the generality of the people, that all may give thanks unto their Lord, the All-Gracious, the Pardoner.
Should the deceased leave offspring, but none of the other categories of heirs that have been specified in the book, they shall receive 2/3 of the inheritance, and the remaining third shall revert to the house of justice. Such is the command which hath been given, in majesty and glory, by Him who is the All-Possessing, the Most High.
If the deceased should leave none of the specified heirs, but have among his relatives nephews and nieces, whether on his brother's or his sister's side, 2/3 of the inheritance shall pass to them, or, lacking these, to his uncles and aunts on both his father's and his mother's side, and after them to their sons and daughters. The remaining third of the inheritance shall, in any case, revert to the seat of justice. Thus hath it been laid down in the book of Him who ruleth over all men.
Should the deceased be survived by none of those whose names have been recorded by the pen of the Most High, his estate shall, in its entirety, revert to the aforementioned seat, that it may be expended on that which is prescribed by God. He, verily, is the Ordainer, the Omnipotent. We have assigned the residence and personal clothing of the deceased to the male, not female, offspring, nor to the other heirs. He, verily, is the Munificent, the All-Bountiful.
Should the son of the deceased have passed away in the days of his father, and have left children, they will inherit their father's share, as prescribed in the book of God. Divide ye their shares amongst them with perfect justice. Thus have the billows of the ocean of utterance surged, casting forth the pearls of the laws decreed by the Lord of all mankind.
If the deceased should leave children who are under age, their share of the inheritance must be entrusted to a reliable individual or to a company, that it may be invested on their behalf in trade and business until they come of age. The trustee should be assigned a due share of the profit that hath accrued from it from being thus employed.
Division of the estate should take place only after the hukuk Allah hath been paid, any debts have been settled, the expenses of the funeral and burial defrayed, and such provisions made that the deceased may be carried to his resting place with dignity and honor. Thus hath it been ordained by him who is Lord of the beginning and the end.
Say, this is that hidden knowledge that shall never change, since its beginning is with nine, the symbol that betokeneth the concealed, the manifest, the inviolable, and unapproachably exalted name. As for what we have appropriated to the children, this is a bounty conferred on them by God, that they may render thanks unto their Lord, the compassionate, the merciful.
These, verily, are the laws of God. Transgress them not, at the prompting of your base and selfish desires. Observe ye the injunctions laid upon you by him who is the dawning place of utterance, the sincere among his servants, will regard the precepts set forth by God as the water of life to the followers of every faith, and the lamp of wisdom and loving providence to all the denizens of earth and heaven.
The Lord hath ordained that in every city a house of justice be established, wherein shall gather counselors to the number of Baha'i, and should it exceed this number, it doth not matter. They shall consider themselves as entering the court of the presence of God, the Exalted, the Most High, and as beholding Him who is the Unseen.
It behoveth them to be the trusted ones of the merciful among men, and to regard themselves as the guardians appointed of God for all that dwell on earth. It is incumbent upon them to take counsel together, and to have regard for the interests of the servants of God, for His sake, even as they regard their own interests, and to choose that which is meek and seemly. Thus hath the Lord your God commanded you. Beware, lest ye put away that which is clearly revealed in His tablet. Fear God, O ye that perceive.
O people of the world, build ye houses of worship throughout the lands in the name of Him who is the Lord of all religions. Make them as perfect as is possible in the world of being, and adorn them with that which befitteth them, not with images and effigies. Then, with radiance and joy, celebrate therein the praise of your Lord, the Most Compassionate. Verily, by His remembrance, the eye is cheered, and the heart is filled with light.
The Lord hath ordained that those of you who are able shall make pilgrimage to the sacred house, and from this He hath exempted women as a mercy on His part. He, of a truth, is the All-Bountiful, the Most Generous. O people of Baha, it is incumbent upon each of you to engage in some occupation, such as a craft, a trade, or the like. We have exalted your engagement in such work to the rank of worship of the one true God.
Reflect, O people, on the grace and blessings of your Lord, and yield Him thanks at eventide and dawn. Waste not your hours in idleness and sloth, but occupy yourselves with what will profit you and others. Thus hath it been decreed in this tablet, from whose horizon has shone the day star of wisdom and utterance. The most despised of men in the sight of God are they who sit and beg. Hold ye fast unto the cord of means, and place your trust in God, the provider of all means.
The kissing of hands hath been forbidden in the book. This practice is prohibited by God, the Lord of glory and command. To none is it permitted to seek absolution from another soul. Let repentance be between yourselves and God. He, verily, is the pardoner, the bounteous, the gracious, the one who absolveth the repentant.
O ye servants of the Merciful One, arise to serve the cause of God, in such wise that the cares and sorrows caused by them that have disbelieved in the day spring of the signs of God may not afflict you. At the time when the promise was fulfilled and the promised one made manifest, differences have appeared amongst the kindreds of the earth, and each people hath followed its own fancy and idle imaginings.
Amongst the people is he who seateth himself amid the sandals by the door, whilst conveying in his heart the seat of honor. Say, what manner of man art thou, O vain and heedless one, who wouldst appear as other than thou art? And among the people is he who layeth claim to inner knowledge, and still deeper knowledge concealed within this knowledge.
Say, thou speakest false. By God, what thou dost possess is naught but husks, by the righteousness of the one true God. Were anyone to wash the feet of all mankind, and were he to worship God in the forests, valleys, and mountains, upon high hills and lofty peaks, to leave no rock or tree, no clod of earth, but was a witness to his worship, yet should the fragrance of my good pleasure not be inhaled from him, his works would never be acceptable unto God. Thus hath it been decreed by him who is the Lord of all.
Make not your deeds as snares wherewith to entrap the object of your aspiration, and deprive not yourselves of this ultimate objective, for which have ever yearned all such as have drawn nigh unto God. Say, the very life of all deeds is my good pleasure, and all things depend upon mine acceptance. Read ye the tablets, that ye may know what hath been proposed in the books of God, the all-glorious, the ever-bounteous. He who attaineth to my love hath title to a throne of gold, to sit thereon in honor over all the world. He who is deprived thereof, though he sit upon the dust, that dust would seek refuge with God, the Lord of all religions.
Whosoever interpreteth this verse otherwise than its obvious meaning is deprived of the Spirit of God and of his mercy, which encompasseth all created things. Fear God, and follow not your idle fancies. Nay, rather, follow the bidding of your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Ere long shall clamorous voices be raised in most lands. Shun them, O my people, and follow not the iniquitous and evil-hearted. This is that of which we gave you forewarning, when we were dwelling in Iraq, then later while in the land of mystery, and now from this resplendent spot.
Be not dismayed, O peoples of the world, when the day star of my beauty is set, and the heaven of my tabernacle is concealed from your eyes. Arise to further my cause, and to exalt my word amongst men. We are with you at all times, and shall strengthen you through the power of truth. We are truly Almighty. Whoso hath recognized me will arise and serve me with such determination that the powers of the earth and heaven shall be unable to defeat his purpose. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World or Co-inhabitants is up next, after Noteworthy News. May the Providence endow your life with nobility, love, and peace.